This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Both the Houses of Parliament witnessed noisy scenes on the first day of the second part of the budget session today. Lok Sabha witnessed adjournment till 12 noon following protests by DMK and Congress over remarks of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan on the implementation of the National Education Policy in Tamil Nadu. When the House reassembled at 12 noon, the Education Minister clarified that he did not intend to insult anyone and withdrew some words used by him. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Deputy Chairman Harivansh disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition parties over the issues of delimitation exercise in southern states, alleged issuance of duplicate voter ID numbers and other issues. Later, Congress, TMC, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others staged a walkout over the issue. Leader of the House, JP Nadda, accused the opposition of adopting an irresponsible approach by staging a walkout from the House. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the centre is not imposing any language on anyone and the Tamil Nadu government is only doing politics on it. The minister was talking to reporters outside the parliament.
इनके पास कोई तथ्य नहीं है, ये केवल एक हो हल्ला करके एक विषय को भ्रमित करना चाहते हैं। तमिलनाडु शासन के साथ पिछले दिनों में भारत सरकार की हुई है, जिसमें एक समझौते की रास्ता भी निकला था, उसी रास्ते पे तमिलनाडु सरकार राजी हो जाए, हम उनको अभी भी उनकी पीएम श्री की जो आलोकेशन है उसको देने में हमें कोई आपत्ति नहीं है.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented supplementary demands for grants, second batch for 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. She also tabled a budget related to Manipur for the year 2025-26 in the House. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today moved the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 in Rajya Sabha for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989 and intended to enhance the power of the Railways Board and enhance the functioning and independence of the body. Moving the bill, Mr. Vaishnav said that through this bill, all the provisions in the Indian Railway Board Act 1905 are proposed to be incorporated in the Railways Act 1989. Lok Sabha has already given its nod to this Railways Amendment Bill 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Mauritius tomorrow on a two-day visit to the island country. During his visit, the Prime Minister will take part in the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest on Wednesday. Mauritius celebrates National Day on 12th of March every year. The island nation gained independence from the British rule on 12th March 1968. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal elaborated on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mauritius visit.
During the state visit, Prime Minister will meet the President of Mauritius, hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Ram Gulam, and meet several other dignitaries. He will also inaugurate several projects and address the Indian origin community in Mauritius.
This interview in Bhojpuri will be broadcast tonight from 8:15 to 9:45 in all Bhojpuri-speaking districts of eastern Uttar Pradesh and western Bihar. India has imposed an anti-dumping duty of up to $986 per ton for 5 years on a chemical used for water treatment imported from China and Japan to protect the domestic industry from cheap inbound shipments. The Ministry of Finance said that anti-dumping measurements are taken to ensure fair trade and provide a level playing field to the domestic industry. Vanuatu Prime Minister Jotham Napat has ordered the Citizenship Commission to revoke the Vanuatu passport issued to former Indian Premier League IPL chief Lalit Modi. Mr. Napat stressed that obtaining Vanuatu citizenship is a privilege, not a right. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Giants at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.